I think we're ready to begin. Right. My name's Aaron Gooden. We're here because of Real Reaction. We have in the group.
Ebenezer Edinson. Lancer Sword.
Yeah, go for it, mate.
N-E-Z.
N-E-Z.
E-R.
Ebenezer, and your role is?
I'm the marketing expert.
You're the marketing expert, okay. Next we have?
Tarik Rahman, C-A-R-I-K.
T-R-I-K. And your role in this is?
Industrial design.
Industrial design. And lastly we have?
Dave Clark.
And you're going to be user interface. This is the agenda for today's meeting. See, opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan, discussion, and closing. We already got through opening and partially through acquaintance. So, the reason we're here, we're going to design a new remote control, as you probably all know. The very broad overview is original, trendy, and user-friendly. Of course, we'll have to go into a bit more detail than that, but personally, I think that the original is going to be a very key aspect of this design. There's a lot of remote controls out there anyway, so we're going to need something that's really going to set it apart. This is how today seems to be going to work. We're going to have three key phases, as you've probably already been told, the functional, architectural, and the detailed design. First one's going to be covering the user requirements spec, technical functions, working design. Second seems to be conceptual components, properties, materials. And the last one is a detailed analysis of our design so far. Of course, you've all got the similar emails, I believe. What can I say? Ebenezer, do you want to have a, do you want to draw your favourite animal?
Sure.
So it's not the best picture in the world. Here we have an elephant. First point, beginning of an E, same like an E. Also, elephants have a very good memory, much like myself. And I can't remember back when I used to live in Nigeria, but I think I used to have pet elephant. So elephants are big, strong, and gentle, and they have great memories. And it began with the letter E, just like an E.
Brilliantly done. Thank you. Aaron, would you like to have a shot at the artist? Oh, you can clip them to your belt.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, okay.
You should also have your lapel mic on as well.
Oh, that's good. We can clip them on. Okay. Yeah, there's this microphone as well, actually. Just somewhere.
Yeah, you know, it's just across there. That's it.
Thanks,
I'll follow you if you. probably just stick it in your pocket for now, I wouldn't worry too much. Should have a good range.
Just slide around there. Here we have a tiger, I've always loved tigers. They're biggest cats. Their project on Cats of the Wild when I was a kid, and it was a pet cat just because it was loves it best. The stripes, orange. My dad used to talk about it. He's from Bangladesh, so he used to tell me all about them when I was a kid. And they're just the most feared of animals in the wild. So that's why. Doesn't say I'm ending that nearly, but.
Excellent, thank you very much. Dave, if you'd like to have a dash.
In fact, this is a somewhat oblique reference, in fact, to my three-year-old daughter who is affectionately known as Miss Monkey. Monkeys have attitude, which I think is a good thing. And from the point of view of the study of human evolution, they and other primates are terribly interesting. This one seems to have perhaps more attitude than most.
Okay. not quite as feared as your average tiger, but cats are one of my favourite animals. They're very independent, they're snotty as hell at the best of times, and what can you say, they've got all of those qualities in an animal. Right. I think we've all managed to master the whiteboard there by the looks of it. So, Austin, project finance. As you can see, 12.5 euros per unit. That's not a terrible lot as far as I'm aware. And we're hoping to sell them for 25. If we're aiming for 50 million euros, we're going to have to be selling an awful lot of them.
Oh, that was profit then. That wasn't money, so that's the amount made.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, 50 million, and if you're making 12.5 euros in each one, then. Awful lot need to be sold. Okay, now we're going to actually just get on with the meat of the project. So I'm going to guess that we've all used remote controls. Any ideas of where you think a new remote control could go into this market?
One thing I'm aware of is there, at the sort of a very high price end of the market, there's an emerging market for touch screen LCD remotes that can be programmed in much more sophisticated ways than sort of conventional models. So you get sort of, you can redesign the interface to your own needs. You can program in macros, and you get a much greater degree of when you get these sort of 3.5 and whatever. But you can get integration between the different the different things that it's designed to control. To much greater extent, you can have one macro to turn the TV to the right channel, get the rewind the tape of the VCR, and get it to play once it's rewind, for instance.
Okay.
It occurs to me there might be a niche for a remote that aimed towards some of that sort of functionality, but using a conventional push button design. And therefore putting it into a much lower price bracket.
Okay, yeah, that's true. With the price range we're looking at, going for a touch screen would probably possibly be prohibitive.
Yeah.
But you think, again, something to control multiple units in a simple fashion?
Yeah, I mean, you get ones that you can switch between multiple units, but something that could operate between multiple units in a more integrated fashion. So there's an ideally something into which we should have some, at least limited facility for running macros.
Would you be idea something along the lines of one on button would turn on, say, the video recorder, the TV, maybe the sound system as well, on one go? Is that
for
right?
Instance, you press say the play button for the DVD player and it turns the TV on and onto the right channel as well.
Okay, that sounds like a good strong idea. Any takes on this?
Well, I've noticed that gaming is becoming quite popular with television. When I was younger, we used to play games using a cable, subscribed cable providers. But our remote controllers get worn out really easily, and the remote control is not a great kind of keypad for playing games. So perhaps one that was more specialized for game playing or interactive television. They recently brought out this new remote control for people to set their favorite channels or to record things. Instead of people entering in what time things start, you simply slide a bar to say what time it begins. And slide a number bar to say what time it ends. You know, that's.
Yeah, I've seen the barcode design before. Yeah.
It's taken up the. You don't have to be really clever to use the remote control. And I think for gaming, you know, you want some big buttons for up, down, left, and right, and shoot. You know, you want to be able to change angles in interactive television, so you need buttons to change the television angle, the camera angles, and stuff.
Okay, well, we're beginning to run out of time then, so we've got a couple of ideas. We'll have to work fast. as you see, we've got 30 minutes until the next meeting, so we'll have to try and decide on some of the basic functionality, how the user interface might work. That'll be a key aspect, especially if the idea of some kind of macro facility, because you have to program it, you have to have a lot of response back, or at least some kind. And we're going to maybe try and have to figure out
what the user wants.
What the user wants, yes.
Okay.
Right, has anybody got anything they'd like to add at this stage? Anything you think that might have been missed so far?
Well, when you're talking about game and stuff, do you think they should have some sort of stick on it rather than buttons?
Okay, that's it.
Like control buttons, you know, cage. Or is that a bit ridiculous?
I don't see why not. Almost everybody is probably used to a console by now, and all of them incorporate small D-pads in them. In fact, even the mobile phones these days are beginning to use them as well, so
yeah.
It's probably an interface that most people are used to. And that could allow easy navigation, use it as a joystick as well.
Feature that would be a good idea is to make something fairly sort of ergonomic, something that fits as comfortably as possible into the hand. But of course, also allows for the possibility of a more sort of slightly unconventional, attractive shape for it overall.
So. Small, stylish, and something that's
so
just a little bit different.
Slightly sort of biomorphic in form, but it would need to be sort of conformed with the shape of the hand more efficiently anyway.
Okay. That's definitely something that we should be able to do quite easily. I would hope so anyway. Right. I'd say we finish this one up, we'll get started, I'll write up what we've have quickly done, and I'll get that out to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sure.
Okay. As far as I'm aware, we leave microphones here, unless we're told otherwise.